Aleishu Chelek Beis Tav Reish Chaf Aleph. The 13th chapter is entitled Bitchonam Shel Tzadikim Urshaim. The Bitchon of Tzadikim Urshaim. Im Yeshes Nafshecha Lo Das Mai Hamadrega HaAmitis Shel Bitachon. If you wish to know the real supreme level of Bitachon, Kalech El Rabbeinu Yoina B'Mishlei Chaf Beis Yud Tes. So in his commentary to Mishlei, he writes, the Pasuk says, Liyos B'Hashem Yivtachecha Yida'aticha. It speaks about placing one's trust in Hashem. The intent of the author of Mishlei, in all the Musar that is presented before you, is to bring you from all of that, those messages of Musar, to Bitachon. All Midei Tovois have to lead a person to Yir'ah, kashe amru Chazal, as Chazal say, ki tahara ukdusha meviyos el Yir'as chait. In that brisa that forms the basis of Mesilas Yesharim. So Tahara and Kedusha bring to Yiras Chait. V'abitachoin min ha-madregois ha-elyoinois ashi b'Yiras Chait. And Bitachoin is the highest level there of Yiras Chait. V'zeh inyan nichbad u'mufla, he concludes, this is a profound matter. Says the author, v'agah be'atzmecha, think, Yiras Chait yilefi girsas ha-mesilas Yesharim ha-madrega ha-teshi'is b'sulomoi shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. According to the girsa of the Mesilas Yesharim, when the Brisa enumerates the levels that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair spoke about, Yiras Chait is the ninth rung. According to Rabbi Yonah here, it seems to be the final level, the tenth. In Yiras Chait, the very supreme level is Bitachon. It gives us an idea of what true Bitachon is. Rabbi Yonah be'atzmoy kosev, ki zeu inyan nichbad v'mufla. He writes himself at the end, we just read it, that this is a very profound concept. He does not elaborate. We wish to explain, a little, elaborate a little bit in accordance with our way. So we mentioned just above in the third chapter, and we elaborated Ma'amar Chinuch. Ki kol ha-ma'aluyis masigim bederech binyan uvderech tzemicha gam yachad. All levels, all accomplishments are attained through twin paths, derech binyan and derech tzemicha. Ad koi dibarnu b'ikar al binyan ha-bitachon. The majority of the time that we spent on bitachon, we spoke about binyan. V'rak hachel me'aperk ha-asiri einenu nesoyis litzmichas ha-bitachon. From the 10th chapter onwards, we started talking about tzemicha. V'inei ha-dam shigel yir'as chet. A person who reaches this ma'ala, you can be called yirei chet. Banais atzmei mimasad ve'adat tefachois. He's built himself from foundation to rafters. Behagiyoy lechach, when he reaches that level, oidkoach atzimicha yagdil ma'alasoy. Ad she'aniv pri kodesh ilolim v'obitachon. That power of growth within him brings the fruit of all this labor, which is bitachon. Tenu'as atzimicha kfulai. When you speak about growth, plant growth, it is bi-directional. La goiva ve'la'imek. It grows up and it grows more deeply. Kol ha'she yigdal ha'itz yis'am kusha rasha. As a tree grows, it only doesn't only grow above the ground taller, it also, its roots grow deeper. Tzemichas ha'bitachon mitoch yir'as chet mai. When we speak about bitachon growing, flourishing from within yir'as chet, what is that? Hare yir'as chet hi madrega shel ein oid milevadoi. Yiras Chait is at level which can be expressed as Ein Oid Milevadoi. Mi sheigia lesham, bitel kol davar ba'ilam v'chol yetzer ba'lev lifnei remumus kevedoi. So the person who reaches that and can be called Yirei Chait, for him nothing in the world exists. There's no yetzer that stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awe. Habitachon atzumech mikarka ze, bitachon that grows from that type of grounding. Oile lemala ad hisrapsus al Hashem. So it grows upwards until it leans on Hashem. Ach sheresh bitachon, however, as we just said, it's not only a growth upwards, there's a growth downwards as well. The root of bitachon, hoilech u'ma'amik ad oimek nishmas adam yisrael. It goes deeper and deeper to the very depth of the neshama. Kol asher sheresh bitachon ma'amik yisrael, the more this root of bitachon grows deeper, u'magia ad nekudas ha-kedusha shel ha-neshama yudis. It reaches deep and deep and closer to the innermost point of the Jewish soul. Nekuda zo Yeshev is bechadrei chadorim. It dwells deep within hitemira ven elemis. It is hidden. Zoi hanekuda hakiruva b'Yisrael aborei zborach mikol nivra acher ba'ilam lerabbi zamalachim. That point of kedusha within the Jewish soul, is the point which is closest to the Creator than anything else that exists, including the malachim. Misham tzomeach habitachon amiti. It's from there that true bitachon grows. Baze anu mavinim ma shekasav Rabbi Yehuda Kahn. With this, we can understand what Rabbi Yehuda writes. We saw it just above. Ki habitachon yamaala ha'ilyona mikol ha'malois. It's the supreme level. Ad shekavanas shleimei melech alav ha'shalom bechol sefer mishlei. To the point where Rabbi Yehuda says that the whole objective of Shlomo Melech in his sefer, bechol ha'malois shorach boi, with all the messages of Musar that he organized, is lehavi es adam ale bitachon, to bring a person to bitachon, ki zoi ha'tachlis. That's the goal. Kama gadol hu adam shezachal zeh, how great is a person who reaches this? Vechama rama hi ma'alas tzidkus v'ro memusen, how great, how exalted is the level of tzidkus and exaltedness. Me'ata aleinu lisbonim b'sugya d'yoma daftes. With this in mind, let's take a look at this sugya. Chazal say mikdash rishein mipnei ma charav. It's a well-known gemara. Why was the first mikdash destroyed? Mipnei gimel dvarim shayu boi avodah zara gilui arayos ushfichus domim. Aval mikdash sheni sheyoskim b'torah u'gmilus chasadim mipnei ma charav. The second mikdash, we know there's Torah u'gmilus chasadim. Why? Mipnei she'isa boi sinas chinam. ללמדך ששכולה שנאס חינם כנגד ג' אבירויס, אבידס אלילים, וגידוי אריוס יש וחוס דמים. So we see אבידס שנאס חינם is equivalent to those. רשעים היו, אלא שתלו ביטחינם בקדש ברוך הוא. This is something you can to come back to later. They were רשעים, but they trusted in הקדש ברוך הוא. עשן למקדש ראשון תכסיב, Gemara quotes פסוק היה, רשע בשיך דשפויתו, the heads of the nation, judged and took bribes. The Kohanim bimchir yeru. The Kohanim were also corrupt. They issued rulings for fees. Unviyah yiksemu. The Nevi'im, instead of being truthful, they engaged in all sorts of occult practices. Ve'al Hashem yishanu. But they relied on Hashem. Leimor alo Hashem bekirbeinu. Lo yitavu alenu ra'ah. Hashem is among us, and no evil will befall us. Lefichach hevi alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu gimel gezerois. Therefore, and we're going to come back to this, therefore. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon them three decrees keneged gimel aviris shebiyadam, to correspond to the three aviris in the hand, that gilui arayois, avodah zarah, and shefichus damim. Sheneema, the pasuk says, lochein tzion sodet echoresh. Tzion will be plowed like a field. Virushalayim le'iyim tiyeh. Yerushalayim will be piles of rubble. Vehar habayis levamayis yar. Har habayis will become like a wooded place. Let's see. Rak chazal hakedoshim beruach kodesham yachlu galus b'fasuk anal oimek kaze b'neshama yudis. Chazal in the ruach kodesh could reveal in this pasuk such depth in the neshama. Davar hanir'e l'mabat ha'shetchi shelanu kistira gmura. Something that seems to our rather superficial outlook as a complete contradiction. Resha'im v'talui b'tchoinam b'kadosh baruch hu. Both of those are correct. They were Rishayim, and yet they trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulefi dvareinu anal, according to what you said on just the previous page, berememus midas habitachon, how exalted is, how rarefied, and how noble. Verov binyan verov tzmicha mevim ledarga elyon hazeh, the immense effort that is required, binyan and tzmicha, to bring one to bitachon. Eich yicholim Rishayim lisleis bitachonam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can this, what do we do with this Gemara? How can Resha'im trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're certainly not on those levels. Zehu ha'seid ha'gadol shel afalpi shechata Yisrael hu. It's a profound idea. Chazal teach it based on the pasuk in Yehoshua. Chata Yisrael, after somebody takes from the banned property. Chazal make this statement based on the pasuk. Chata Yisrael, af al pi shechata Yisrael hu, remains a Jew. Shegam b'matzav shel chait, shem kedusha sam alehem. Even in the state of chait, the sanctity remains. This is from Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Daled, and Rashi there. Oysah nekudas ha-kedusha gnuza b'emik nishmas Yisrael. That holy point, deep, hidden deep within the neshama, eina hileches leibud. It cannot be destroyed. No matter how deep a Jew descends, that point can be awakened. Whether it will manifest itself as teshuvah or trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. הגרעין הקדוש הזה, that holy seed, יכול להצמיח בהיחווה ניצוצי קדושה. That holy seed can, in a hidden way, sprout forth sparks of קדושה, מסגלים פסעים בלב רשעים, that are revealed in the heart of רשעים. הוא אשר כוסף רבינו יונה ולגמרה ברכיס דף סמך ג' דורש בר כפרה, איזוהי פרשה קטנה שכל גופי תורה תלויין בה. A small statement that encompasses all of the major ideas of Torah. Hevei Omer bechol derachecha da'ehu v'goymer. The pasuk that says bechol derachecha da'ehu. Ve'omar rova v'afilu lidvar aveira. In all your ways, even for dvar aveira. Teida, the amre inshe, people say ganava pumachtata rachamano kori. People say it's like an aphorism that a ganav apumachtata is about to crawl in and to commit theft, he calls God, help me. In brackets, Hamemra de Rova, and it says, Ben Yaakov, Uvagmara didan Einan. You won't find that in Agamor, in Brachos Dev Samech Gimel, it's in the Yaakov. The Chosav Rabbein Yonah Alze, Rabbein Yonah in his commentary here writes, Hinei nisba'er lecha mizeh. What's clear over here is, Ki ha-mikra hazeh amur al inyan ha-bitachoin. This pasuk speaks about bitachoin. Vechi gufei Torah tluin bevitachoin. You see over here another raya. That the most fundamental ideas in Torah lead to bitachoin. This is in Mishlei Gimel, Pasuk Vav, where he makes this comment. Afilu haganav nimtza b'machteres, even the ganav, on the verge of sneaking in, v'apachad toikfoi is, of course, very much afraid, there's adrenaline rushing through his system, toik rachamana, maybe not loudly. What does he have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's going on here? Ulam niflaim darkei neshama hayudis. The ways of the Jewish soul are wondrous. Shakdusha sheba yechola lispareit gam b'matzav shel chet. The kedusha can burst out even in a situation of chet. Lisloes bitchoni b'kadosh baruch hu. And to depend and to rely on kadosh baruch hu. V'chasher reshaim alef pishehem tolim bitchona b'kadosh baruch hu. When reshaim, despite the pesha, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simanu ki adayin lo nirkav koach hatzmicha shel nekudas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yonik nishmasam. That point of growth of the nekudas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not yet rotted. Adayin yichai b'kirba mitzvah love within them. Now, ha-mefarshim miskashim b'avanas himshech ha-ma'amana. The mefarshim find the continuation of the Gemara above in Yoyma difficult. Lefichach mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mgimel poronius. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon them three the calamities. The Almakaya Lefichachkan. Lefichach is of course a connection to something that came before, but it's very difficult to form the connection. Therefore Hashem brought upon them Gimel Gezerois. How does it flow? The answer is this. Oysoma Amar Chazal Nimtzaka B'Shabbos Kuf Lamedtes. The same statement, not only in Yoyma, but also in Shabbos Kuf Lamedtes. V'sham Meva'er Zos Masha. There, the Masha explains. Lefichach, Retzoyne Lomar She'talu Mias B'Tchonam B'Shem. Therefore, in that at least they had trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the very least, they didn't lose that. Therefore, Mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Poronius El Gimel Averois. Therefore, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought these three calamities corresponding to three Averois. However, Veloi Bekilayon Gamur Kumoi Bisdoim. But not the total and utter destruction as was in Sedoim. That's the Lefichach. It wasn't utter destruction. Dehainu, Tzioin Sadetech Resh. The Navi says, Tzioin will be plowed like a field. On the surface, it seems to be utter destruction. You just plow over this area. However, says the Marsha, V'eroi Lezriah, a field is fit for sowing, planting. V'Yerushalayim Leyim, V'chen Abayis Levamois Yar. The Pasuk goes on to say, Yerushalayim, pile of rubble, etc. She'em Yis Davar HaTzoymeach. This an indication of here that something will grow. Again, not utter destruction like in Sedom. By Sedom it says, sulfur, fire, nothing ever grows out of Sedom again. It's complete destruction. Whereas here, it's not like that. says the author, "Harei ze davar nifla v'dikduk hashgacha elyona gam b'sei churban habayis rishon." We have said, it's a wondrous point over here in the precision of the hashgacha in the midst of the destruction of the temple. Umnam gimel por anuyas kashes, three terrible decrees, no question about it, three calamities. Aval al peshaim eile haya magia oinesh shelf. But we would have thought that for these terrible averis that they committed, they were deserving of gofris v'melach serifa kol arza lo yisizra v'lo yitzitzmiach lo yalba kol esev kema'apecha sedoim v'amura adma utzvoim asher hafach Hashem v'apoy uv'chamasei. Like it says in Nitzavim. Sulfur and salt, complete burning. It will never again sprout. It will not bring forth any lush. Nothing like that. That's what we would have expected. Achinei talui bitchonam b'shem, as we've been saying. Nonetheless, it's a bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zoi tzmichas ma mikdushas nishmasam. A certain growth from that holy point. Ve'lachen gam b'churban lo yinichras koyach tzmicha. Therefore, in the midst of a terrible destruction, the power of growth is not cut off from Tzion Yerushalayim and Har HaBayis. V'adayin nitenu lizor letzmiach. They're still capable of being planted and growing. Umi yode, im lo yihash'aras koach hatzmicha garam. Perhaps, who knows, maybe this, the fact that this power of growth remained. 70 years later, once again, Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Maybe that's the explanation. When there's still a power of growth in the soul, in the land, there's no expiry date. It doesn't just dissipate, even in history. One generation later, there's the sprouting of the second bais. The final point, how awesome. Bavais HaRishon Hayim Reshaim Im Bitachoin. Bavais HaRishon, as we've characterized them, Reshaim with Bitachoin. Bavais HaShani Yud Tzedikim Im Sinah, because the Gemara says, Bavais HaShani, Tirag, Melus Chasadim, they were Tzedikim, but with Sinah. Tenu Einichem Bavira, Shechazal HaRishonim V'Lechazal HaRishonim. That's standing from Gemara. I think it's Rabbi Yochanan who says this. Look, the Rishonim, who were Reshaim, got it back. A generation later, they had it back. The second generation, the ones who built Bavais HaShani, who were Tzedikim, didn't get it back because of sin. Adkan.